हरि ओम तत्सत् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभां व्यास शंकर मध्यमां स्मदाचार्य पर्यंतां वंदे गुरु परंपरां श्रुति स्मृति पुराणानां आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पाद शंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तं ओम नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्ति स्वरूपाय श्रीदयानंद रूपाय परम गुरवे परमात्मने ओम सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति 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 पंचकम मीन्स अ सेट ऑफ फाइव इज कॉल्ड पंचकम नम पंच मीन्स नंबर फाइव इट इंट्रोड्यूस्ड टुडे ओके पंच एकम द्वे त्रीनी चत्वारी पंच आई टॉट नंबर इन संस्कृत क्लास रिमेंबर पंच पंच मीन्स फाइव पंचकम मीन्स अ सेट ऑफ फाइव अ ग्रुप ऑफ फाइव अ सेट ऑफ फाइव बंच ऑफ फाइव इज कॉल्ड पंचकम Now, Purusha Panchakam means what? A group of five men. Mahila Panchakam means a group of five women. Pushpa Panchakam, a bunch of five flowers. A set of five, group of five, bunch of five is called anything with a Panchakam. And here, Shloka Panchakam, a set of five verses, Shloka Panchakam. Ashtakam means a text consisting of eight verses. And Panchakam means a text consisting of five verses, which we already have done many Panchakams, like Manisha Panchakam. And we have another text called Maya Panchakam. Five verses written by Adishankar Bhagavad-Pada, a text consisting, known as Maya Panchakam, consisting of five verses, discussing the Maya. Let us understand the meaning of the word Maya first. Maya. Maya. Is a Akarantaha Strilinga Shabda. A feminine gender word ending in A. See, Ya, Ma, Sa, Maya. Ya, Ma, Sa, Maya means that is Maya which is not existent of its own. Maya is that very word Maya tells that which is which does not enjoy existence of its own. That which is not existent of its own means that which does not enjoy existence of its own. That's the meaning of the word Maya. Ya, Ma, Sa, Maya. Ya means that which is. Ma means not. That which is not is Maya. What does it mean? It does not mean that which is not at all. That which is not means that which is not countable is Maya. Ya is a relative pronoun. Ya means what? Relative pronoun. That which is. It's a feminine gender pronoun. Ya means that which is. Eduvo. Ma means not. Ya ma means that which is not is maya. That which is not is maya means what? That which does not enjoy existence of its own is maya. So that which is not, that which does not enjoy existence of its own is maya means that which is not countable is maya. And it is this, what is maya then? We all know very well the unmanifest power of the reality. It is this maya is also known by another term, ajnanam. So, you see, maya is another term for ajnanam. Ajnanam is another term for maya, which is the unmanifest power of the reality. Why do you say unmanifest? What does the word manifest mean? And what does the word unmanifest mean? We've been using often unmanifest, unmanifest. So unmanifest itself means we cannot talk about something unmanifest or manifest if it doesn't exist. So unmanifest means that which is, that which enjoy, that which is, but that which is not available for experience, that which is not available for recognition, that which is not available for enjoyment, that which is not available for transaction, that which is not available for interaction, that which is not perceptible, enjoyable, experienceable, that which is not available for recognition, experience, enjoyment, perception, interaction, transaction is called unmanifest. And here, what is unmanifest here? The power. And what is the power in Sanskrit language? We say shaktihi. We also have another word, energy, isn't it? But power is much subtler than even the word energy. So power is shaktihi. Shaktihi. And this unmanifest power is called avyakta shaktihi. Vyaktam means available for perception, available for enjoyment, experience. It's called vyaktam. Avyaktam means, we say avyaktam, avyaktam, vyaktam, manifest, avyaktam, unmanifest. And its power is avyaktam. So avyakta shaktihi. Unmanifest power of what? Powers must belong somewhere. So unmanifest power of the very reality. When you say very reality, the abstract, subtlest, absolute reality. So it is because the power or unmanifest power of the reality is called Brahma Shaktihi, Chit Shaktihi, Atma Shaktihi. And when this power is unmanifest, nothing is available for recognition and transaction, means no experience is also possible. No experience means experience of the world is not possible. You mean then the world also is unmanifest. And the power of reality known by the term maya is maya is, power is unmanifest. When there is maya, when there is power unmanifest, then the world is not manifest. Maya and world cannot coexist together. Maya is means world is not available. World doesn't enjoy the status of being existent. World is not manifest. When the world is not manifest, world is not available for experience and enjoyment. Means the world loses its status of being existent. The world is as good as unmanifest when it is not available for experience, like in deep sleep state. When the world is not available for experience, then you cannot differentiate the things, the forms, names and functions which constitute the universe. The whole universe can be reduced to three words, forms, names and functions. And the whole world of forms, names and functions remain as one unmanifest, undifferentiated power. It is called Maya. Because all this differentiation is possible only when there is manifestation. So differentiation of forms, names and functions presupposes the manifestation of the power. Okay? Therefore, this power is also known as avyakritam. So, avyakta shaktihi, avyakrita shaktihi, maya. And when this power of reality is unmanifest, when everything is unmanifest, everything is undifferentiated, there is no knowledge of the existence of the self possible. There is no knowledge of the existence of the world possible. Therefore, it is also known by the term ajnanam. I am giving you why this unmanifest power of reality is known by all these terms. Why it is known by the term maya? That which is, it doesn't have independent existence of its own, therefore it is that which is not by itself. Therefore it is called Maya. Not only that, that which is not really countable, therefore it is called Maya. And when this power is unmanifest, the world is unmanifest. Therefore it is called Avyakta Shaktihi. And in this power, when the power is unmanifest, the world is unmanifest, nothing is differentiated, therefore this power is also called avyakrita shaktihi. So differentiation is possible only when there is manifestation. And then knowledge of the existence of the self also is not possible. Knowledge of the existence of the world, of course, is not possible. Therefore, it's also known by the term ajnanam, and also another word, avidya. So, avidya, ajnanam, avyakritam, avyakrita shaktihi. You can say avyakritihi also. Avyakrita is participle, avyakritihi is noun. Avyakritihi or avyakrita shaktihi. Avyakrita. Vyakrita means differentiation, differentiated. And avyakta means unmanifest. Now one more word is there. In Bhagavatam, in the Puranas, this power is also known by another term, pradhanam. Now we spoke pradhanam, very important. Pradhanam means very important, prominent. No way. But for the manifestation of this power, experience itself, experience of the world is not possible. Therefore, it's called pradhanam. Pradhanam. Pradhana shakti. And this power being uncreated, it's also anadihi. The power is also beginningless. Anadi. Anadi shaktihi. Anadi shaktihi. Adi shaktihi. Adi shaktihi means first and the foremost of the powers. Adi shaktihi. Anadi shaktihi. Avyakta shaktihi. அவ்யாக்கிருதசக்தி, மாயாசக்தி, அவித்யாசக்தி, அஜ்ஞானசக்தி, பிரம்மசக்தி, சிச்சக்தி பிரதானம். அண்ட் ஒன் மோர் வேர்ட் ஹேஸ் மூல அவித்யா, மூலாவித்யா. ஃபினிஷ்ட், நோ மோர் வேர்ட்ஸ். மூல அவித்யா, மூலாவித்யா. மூல வித்யா மீன்ஸ் தட்ஸ் ஆல், திஸ் இஸ் தி ரூட். மூல வித்யா மீன்ஸ் அகெயின் த ரூட். ரூட் மீன் வாட்? ஃபர்ஸ்ட், தட்ஸ் ஆல். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் த ஃபார்மோஸ்ட் ஆஃப் தி பவர்ஸ். பட் ஈவன் தோ வி சே சோ மெனி வேர்ட்ஸ் ஆர் யூஸ்ட் ஹியர், திஸ் பவர் இஸ் நாட் கவுண்டபிள். வை? பிகாஸ் it doesn't have independent existence of its own. This power is of the abstract, absolute, subtlest reality. And what is the nature of this power? This power is of the nature of constantly undergoing change. Undergoing change means what? The power undergoes a change means the power becomes manifest. Again, the manifest power, it becomes unmanifest also. And it's becoming manifest, becoming unmanifest is the nature of the power. And it's this way we call it change. Okay, this is, it is the change. It's in life, if you understand something called change, the change itself is the unchangeable nature of the power. Is it clear? That is why there's some, we can talk about the threefold states of mind, thereby threefold states of experience itself is possible because of this power. Imagine if this power is not, if the power is not of the nature of undergoing change, then power would have remained all the time as only unmanifest power. Then there wouldn't be any manifestation at all. And we wouldn't have had this different states of experience. Is it clear? The state of experience called waking state experience is possible because of the power of the Mayavadi. In fact, experience, something called experience itself is possible. Experience of the world is possible because of the power of, power called Maya, manifestation of the Maya. We don't even say manifestation of Maya, because Maya is something which is never understood. See, the power has undergo change to become manifest. Well, the power of and what reality happens to be pure. Now you know very well. There is no reality other than the pure knowledge. And this reality, when the power of reality is unmanifest, reality itself is what? As good as non-existent. Reality is. So for the reality to become known, okay, for reality to become known, to become known means what? No, for it to be recognizable, manifest, the power has to undergo change. The power of reality has to become manifest, only then reality becomes manifest. The power of reality being manifest is the power of the reality becoming manifest. Manifest being recognizable. So reality becomes recognizable, manifest, only when the power of reality is manifest. Is it clear? So we have to understand The power of reality is dependent on the reality for its very existence. The power of reality is dependent on the reality for its very existence. Just as heat is dependent on the fire for its very existence, which means heat cannot exist independently outside of fire, a very intrinsic, inseparable nature of the fire. Is it clear? There can be something called heat enjoying existence independently outside of fire. So this power of reality is not there outside of the reality. But the reality is dependent on this power for manifestation. Manifestation means for it to become recognized. Is it clear now? So reality is dependent on its own power to become manifest, whereas to become recognizable, and when the power is dependent on reality for its very existence, which is dependent on what for what. The power of reality, which does not exist at all independently, is dependent on the reality for its very existence, whereas the reality is dependent on this power for its manifestation. Even though I say the word, the reality is dependent on the power for its manifestation, means what? Not actual dependence. I mean, the power has to become manifest. Power of reality becoming manifest is reality becoming manifest. Reality becoming manifest means what? Knowledge becoming manifest. Knowledge becoming manifest means knowledge being available for recognition. Now we can understand, when do we recognize the knowledge? Recognize the reality obtaining in the form of knowledge. We can never recognize the reality as pure knowledge. The power of reality is unmanifest. Reality is non-recognizable. Understand? And if the power of reality is manifest, then reality is recognizable. Which means the manifest knowledge alone is recognizable. Pure knowledge is non-recognizable. Manifest knowledge is recognizable. Pure knowledge is non-recognizable. What does it mean? Knowledge is, when there's no manifestation, do you know you are? Do you know the world is? Do you know that you are? Do you know the world is in sleep? When you do not know you are, and you do not know the world is also, therefore, no difference and differentiation also is not possible. Is it clear now? Similarly, when the power of reality is manifest, only then there is manifestation of knowledge. Of the power of reality being manifest is looked upon as the manifestation of reality. Manifestation of reality is manifestation of knowledge. Is it clear now? The power of reality being manifest is manifestation of the reality. Manifestation of the reality means manifestation of the knowledge. Manifestation of the knowledge means knowledge being recognizable. Knowledge being there is known. The power of reality unmanifest is reality being unmanifest. Reality is unmanifest means knowledge being non-recognizable. Okay? There's never a time reality obtaining in the form of knowledge is not. Reality obtaining in the form of knowledge is always. Always means how? Beginninglessly, endlessly, timelessly, without changelessly, all pervasively, independently, reality is always there. Five different adverbs you have to remember. Reality is how? Beginninglessly, endlessly, changelessly, independently, all pervasively, reality is. Non-recognizably, when there is no manifestation, and recognizably, when there is manifestation. Is it clear now? Reality obtaining in the form of knowledge is always there. When is reality recognizably there? When this manifestation of power of reality, reality is recognizably in the form of the manifestation in terms of I am and this is. The reality, the power of reality is unmanifest. Reality is there non-recognizably. Non-recognizably reality is, recognizably reality is. Reality alone is there recognizably as I am and as this is. Okay, in terms of I am, what is there? Reality alone is recognizably in terms of I am. Reality alone is there. The world, no, in terms of the world is recognizably. And the same reality is non-recognizably without, what now? In terms of the unmanifest power of reality, not knowing the existence of one's own self, or not knowing the existence of the world. Is it clear? Now, this help, what did you, have you understood now? There's never a time reality is not. The reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge implied by the term Brahma, Atma is always there recognizably, non-recognizably. But recognizably there means is there as I am and this world is. Now even here I have told you only Brahman is. I am is what? Recognizable reality. This is what? Manifestation of knowledge is what? Manifest knowledge is recognizable knowledge. Is it clear? Knowledge is not there. Power is unmanifest. What is there? Reality is. So Maya will help you understand. Now even this very introduction, I only just started this. The reality is always. How? Beginninglessly, endlessly, timelessly, changelessly, independently, all pervasively, reality is in the form of pure consciousness, pure knowledge, pure awareness, implied by the term Brahma or Atma. And what comes and goes is the forms, names and functions. Therefore, all the forms, names and functions which constitute the universe, inclusive of the laws, actions, moments, results, actions, the experiences in terms of pairs of opposites, all of them are what? All of them enjoy their existence only in this reality which is always there. The bus has come for us to go to Alangudi Dakshinamurti temple.